I don't have much time.
Okay, so we will skip the introduction.
Okay, Mataji. Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Bhakti Anugraha Janardana Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 11th Chapter, 11th Verse. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can you see me? Or no? Well, you will not see me.
Yes,
now.
Yes. We can see you and we can hear you, Maharaj.
Okay. Just give me a second.
We can share the verse.
We will just go straight to the verse. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lavita Sri Visakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesvare Visavasate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Jadabharat instructs Maharaj Rahugana, text number 11. Dravya svabhavasaya karma kalai ekadasami manaso vikara sahasra satasa kutisascha shidragnyato namito nasvatasyo Dravya svabhavasaya karma kalai ekadasami manaso vikara Sahasrasa satasa kutisascha shitagnyato namito nasvatasyo. One more time. Dravya svabhavasaya karma kalai ekadasami manaso vikara Sahasrasa satasa kotisascha shitagyatau namito na swatashu. Word for word meaning? Dravya, the physical objects, swabhava, by nature as the cause of development. Pashaya, by culture. Karma, by predestined. Resultant actions. Kalai, by time. Ekadasa, 11th. Ami, all this. Manasaha, of the mind. Vikara, transformations. Sahasrasa, in thousands. Satasa, in hundreds. Koti sa cha, in millions. Sitragyata, from the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, not. Mita, one another. Na, nor. Swata, from themselves. Shiu, are. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The physical elements, nature, the original cause, culture, destiny, and the time element are all material causes. Agitated by these material causes, the 11 functions transform into hundreds of functions, and then into thousands, and then into millions. But all these transformations do not take place automatically by mutual combination. Rather, they are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. One should not think that all the interactions of the physical elements, gross and subtle, that cause the transformation of mind and consciousness are working independently. They are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15, Krishna says that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Sarvashacham hidishanabhishto matasmritir jnanam apuhanam cha. As mentioned herein, Super Soul, Satragya, is directing everything. The living entity is also Shrittagya, but the Supreme Shrittagya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the witness and order giver. Under His direction, everything takes place. The different inclinations of the living entity are created by His own nature or His expectations. And he is trained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. The body, nature, and the physical elements are under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They do not function automatically. Nature is neither independent nor automatic. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond or behind nature. Maya jakshena prakriti suyati sa chara charam ito nane na konteya jagat vipari vartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti. And it is producing all moving and unmoving beings by its rule. This manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Again, the verse. Dravya subhavasaya karma kalai. Ikadasami manaso vikara. Sahasrasa satasa koti sascha. Shetagnyato namito na swatashu. Hare Krishna. So now we are given some information here based from the teachings of Jadabharat towards Maharaj Rahugana in regards to Maharaj Rahugana's being under not in the transcendental platform, even though he's Brahmana at the same time, and Kshatriya is known the Vedic education, but he is not realizing the nature ultimately of the absolute truth, and now he is realizing it slowly by Jadabharat teaching him. So here we are given an indication about the Kshatragya, Kshatragyato, Kshatragyato, or Kshatragnyata, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the knower of everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 15, we learn that there are two Kshatragyas, or knower of the body. Lord Krishna, he is ultimately the Kshatragya, the knower of everything. But individually, we can know somehow, up to a certain extent, our body. It's like Prabhupada gave an example. I can understand if I have a headache, but I cannot understand, or I cannot really tell whether you have a headache or not. But physically, I may be able to see. But still, I don't know what's going on with your mind, nor you know what's going on within my mind. So, but there is one ultimate Kshatragya, or this body is also called Kshetra, or the field of activity. But then there is a bigger scale that the Kshatragya, Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Paramatma, he knows everything inside and outside. And Kshetra is the field of activities, means this whole material world. So, yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that this world that we live in is a perverted reflection of the original world, the spiritual world. And an example was given, just like the tree under the tree is near the bank of a river, and if you look on the river, the reflection is there, so it's upside down. It's compared to a ashwata or a banyan tree. Like here in India, there's many asbata tree, or the tree which is considered also as spiritual, holy. The trees are up on the top, and the branches are going down, or the roots. So the roots is like in the top, and the branches is like upside down. So similarly, the spiritual world is the real world, and the material world is a perverted reflection, being under the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And there is a maintainer, maintainer of everything, both material and spiritual world. That verse is given
by the Supreme Lord, Aham Sarvasya Pavabho Mata Sarvam Pavartate. He is the source of both the spiritual and material world. And he is beyond the modes of material nature. Unlike the living beings who come in contact with the material energy, they become conditioned by this mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, we have to understand the nature of both. That is absolute knowledge, not just understanding the material energy, then that is not complete. So the world where we are right now, it looks like the real world, but it is not, because everything is duplicated. It's not the real world. It's like the reflection again from the spiritual world. So all of our experience here in the material world has varieties, which means that also if we have varieties here, then there is also real spiritual world that has varieties. So we have to free ourselves, because of having come in contact with the material energy, we tend to identify with this body that we have right now as real, which it is not. That is why it's called illusion. It's like identifying a rope, or misidentifying a rope to be a snake, or a snake to be rope. So we have to correct our designations, our original constitutional position is that we are all eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Gopi, Bhartur, Padakamalayur, Dasa, 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 Anudas. We're all servants of the servants of the servant of the Supreme Lord. But the tendency of one who is in illusion, or one who misidentifies the self, the body to be the self, but we are not. We are a spirit soul. We are all servants, and Krishna is the Supreme Master. So we have to correct our designations. We identify with the body. I am this person. I live here. I live in US, or I live in Canada, or I live in India. I'm a Hindu. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Christian. I'm with the Liberal Party or Conservative Party. These are all bodily designations, false identifications. Upadhi. We also have to be detached from the material world. We have to learn, especially the grihasthas. This is the platform or the ashram where you learn how to become detached or free from the attachment from the material things, but specifically family attachments, because the relationship that we have in this world with this body is also temporary. Somehow or other, due to our karma, due to our previous activities, and with the desire to enjoy the material energy, then from our previous activities, we get the result, reaction, that we have this body and we belong to a certain family, whereby we'll be able to fulfill the desires to enjoy, or also the reactions, sufferings, and miseries from our previous activities, fruitive activities. We have to give up our lordship over material nature. We're not here forever. We're going to die someday. And therefore, if we don't realize the goal of life, which is to attain love of God, then we'll take up another form of body, which is can be determined, can be determined from what we are doing now or what we did in the past, and especially at the time of death, what is our mentality. Yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam cha jante ate ante kalevara. So Krishna knows everything what's going on. But then, as the purport saying that, yes, there is this forgetfulness and remembrance from the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna as the param atma, one of the three aspects of the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahman. Brahmeti, Bhagavan iti subjate. So he knows everything and he gives us he's directing everything. At the same time, he is also like an observer, a witness for everything. He's directing, means Krishna indirectly. Krishna in the spiritual world, he's there. He never leaves this spiritual world. He never leaves Vrindavan. He's always in Vrindavan. But somehow, indirectly, he's involved because he knows past, present, and future, Trikalagya. And indirectly, he has his representatives in the material world, the creation. There's a secondary creator, Lord Brahma, the maintainer, Lord Vishnu, and the destructor, Lord Shiva. These are all expansions of Sankarsan. Then the Paramatma is the one who directs also, and he gives direction to the individual living beings, directing them to give up material sense enjoyment and to focus more on the process of liberation, getting out of the material world. So he is the ultimate Kshatriya, even though we are only knowing this body as individually we know, but ultimately we do not know. We do not know how our food is being digested. It becomes energy and all these things. But the Supreme Kshatriya is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the witness. He's telling us what to do, but then we're given a minute independence whereby we can choose also out of our free will. Now, the minute independence can be misused or can be used properly. Misusing means we would want to become independent. We want to choose a way whereby we want to experience or express our freedom, but that freedom, if it's meant for our own sense enjoyment, will be the result of our future miseries and sufferings. However, if we follow the teachings from the sastras or the scriptures or from the holy men, sadhus, or from the pure representative of the Supreme Lord, the spiritual master, guru, then we can be properly situated. And accordingly, if we follow their instructions, their teachings, then we become free. That is real freedom. We become free from the cycle of repeated birth and death. So everything is taking place accordingly under the directions of the Supreme Lord, indirectly again through his representatives in the material world. Lord Krishna is only enjoying. Krishna does not have to work. His duties in the material world is given accordingly. Even the demigods also representatives of the Supreme Lord to manage the material world. So he gives the intelligence, he gives the knowledge, he gives the forgetfulness under his direction. And accordingly, again, one can get out of this material world if we are able to hear the Paramatma and follow his instruction. In the material world, the scientist says this is what we call intuition. Like others, they have good intuition. They said that this is the Paramatma at the same time, but one cannot hear the Paramatma if his senses are uncontrolled. If his mind is disturbed, the mind is unrest, the mind has to be focused on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The senses, in order to control, the senses has to be utilized and used only for the pleasure to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Otherwise, uncontrolled senses, disturbed mind, will not be able to hear the dictations of the Paramatma. And therefore, the cycle of repeated birth and death occurs again and again and again since time immemorial. We have to realize our business, real business, which is to realize God and to reestablish our original loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. Those who are conditioned, those who want to exhibit their free will and misuse it, actually is in the wrong direction. They're not able to really experience the higher taste. This higher taste is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, means understanding the real function of the jivas or the living entities and use everything for the service of the Supreme Lord. In the material world, the happiness that they gain by enjoying the sense objects with the senses is not real happiness. Bhagavad Gita says, it tastes like nectar in the beginning, but then ultimately it tastes like poison. Yeah, tastes like poison, but actually in the end it'll be like poison, because the same so-called happiness will be the cause of one's futures miseries and sufferings. Prabhupada gave an example. It's like in the material world, the type of happiness that one derives from enjoying the sense objects with the senses is like, it doesn't matter where the so-called happiness is contained, whether it is contained in a gold pot or an iron pot, the taste is the same. Humans think that they have a better sense of enjoyment than the cats and dogs. But no, it's the same. The enjoying propensity for having a relationship with the opposite sex in the human platform is the same with the cats and dogs. The eating, enjoyment, of the human platform is the same as that of the eating enjoyment of the lower species of life. What else? Eating, sleeping. Yes, the sleeping propensity is the same as the man, human platform, and the animals. The same sense enjoyment. Illicit sex, eating, sleeping, and defending. Yes, defending also is the same. So it doesn't matter which species of life one takes. This sense of enjoyment in the material world cannot fully satisfy the soul. So the soul has to improve. We have to keep trying to improve things in a spiritual platform. Material problems cannot be solved by material solutions. It's like a patchwork, you know. It's like only good for a certain time. But material problems ultimately can be solved with spiritual solutions, especially if we use all of what Krishna's facilities he gave to us and transform them for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. It's like, now we have computer, we have microphones, but we don't use it for sense enjoyment. We have cars. It's like every temples, you know, of ISKCON all over the world. We have many, many cars, but we don't use it for, you know, Sunday driving or sightseeing, like a tourist. No, we use it for traveling from one place to another to propagate Krishna consciousness, to buy bhoga for offering to the Supreme Lord. We don't use it just to take so-called friends for a drive or go shopping and spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars for our own sense enjoyment. So yes, the tendency to change should be there from being good, from being actually being bad, misusing. So let's wake up to our real identity and then life will be blissful. We have to understand ultimately that there should be just one consciousness. We should be conscious and ultimately make that decision that I belong to Krishna. If we belong to Krishna, then we will only want to please Krishna. Living entity in the material world, they carry different conceptions of life, one from one body to another. As the Bhagavad Gita also says, just like the air carries aromas. And thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. So this is what he called the cycle of reincarnation. It doesn't matter what form of body we have or we acquire in the future, it's not possible. We have to somehow follow the directions of the Supreme Lord and understanding the way how the material nature or this energy of the Supreme Lord works. Prabhupada also, he quoted this, Maya jakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hituna nena kantiya jagat vipari vartate. The material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So we have to understand that Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. He's the supreme father. Ambija Pradapita is the one who gives seeds to the womb of the mother. That means the material energy. And the material energy provides this body that we have. And according to our previous karma activities, this is the result. So we have to use this body, even though it's full of miseries and sufferings, this body, but we have to make it, as like Prabhupada says, make the best out of the bad bargain. This human form of life is very rare. It's after 8,400,000 evolution that somehow or other we come to this human platform. Therefore, we have to learn and understand from the scriptures again and the sadhus and the spiritual master how to utilize this body to the best. Otherwise, it is uncertain. If we don't, some may say, oh, I'm not ready yet. When I get old, and I will become so serious. But then death may come anytime. And now we're given an opportunity again. I'm very happy to associate with you all, especially Janmashtami is coming in a few days' time. So here in Vrindavan, where I am based, devotees are so busy preparing. We prepare our consciousness to become more and more Krishna conscious. We prepare ourselves like in welcoming the Supreme Lord because he is coming soon, even though he's already here. But at the same time, the celebration of Janmashtami is the biggest. It's not one of the biggest, but actually it's the biggest celebration for devotees of Lord Krishna. It's the time to rededicate ourselves in the process. It's time to become more serious. It's time to become more and more Krishna conscious. We should take vows on the day that Lord Krishna appeared or appears in a few days. I should really become more sincere in my execution of bhakti. I should be more attentive in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I should try to increase my service towards Hari Guru and the Vaishnavas. I should try to avoid as much as possible sinful activities. I should try to avoid Vaishnava Parad. I should increase my studying of Srila Prabhupada's books. Many, many things that we can take vow for improving our bhakti. Life is short. We don't know when are we going to live this mortal body. It can end any time. So Bhagavatam says that, well, actually we were reading but Srila Prabhupada says that how can you become so serious in Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada says that one should think that he only have 1 minute left to live. Not even one day. 1 minute to live. And therefore, if one somehow has this kind of meditation, then he's very, very wanted to become more serious in the process of devotional service. Life is very precious, human platform. We don't know when are we going to be next life, but it says that for the devotee, there is no death. The body may perish at the time of death, but if one has this sincere, no self-motivation, no self-interest, no vested interest for the practitioner, then next life, he continues on with his service. And therefore, he never dies. The devotee never dies. May change the body, but continues on with the same program, pleasing Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. But for the materialists, they are uncertain. That's why death is the greatest fear that one can have. The greatest fear, because it's uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen to them. To anyone who doesn't practice Krishna consciousness. So in summary, this material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Everything works under my direction, Lord Krishna says. But at the same time, he is not attached from all of these material activities. We're given a certain level of independence, minute as it is, because we are responsible for all the actions and activities that we perform. You cannot say, oh, I didn't know that it is not proper to do this or it is a sin. No, in human platform, it is the duty to know what has to be done and what is not to be done. For the animals, they are free from this. They don't have to. It's like if it's a red light, they don't have to stop walking. They can still go on with it. But there is a law of man, and there is a law also of nature. And whose nature? Law of God, the material energy. Somehow or other, Daivi Hisha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratyaya Mam Ivai Prapachyante Mayam Itam Tarantite. This divine energy of the Supreme Lord, this Mahamaya, is very difficult to overcome. But if we decide and choose to take shelter unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then He will protect us. And yet get bana nivartante tadama paramamama. Then we can get out of this material world and we go back to the spiritual world where there is no more return, no more coming down here in the material world. This is guaranteed, given by the Supreme Lord Himself. So this is the, in short, in summary of what is the verse is all about. Is Jadabharat is a liberated soul. Somehow or other, Supreme Lord used him to woken up the sleeping Maharaj Rahugana by understanding these different teachings from Jadabharat. Then he woke up from his sleeping condition. And only Krishna consciousness can wake us up. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he wrote this song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pisachi Rakole. We've been sleeping for since time immemorial, having come in contact with the material energy, and the lap of the witch called Maya. This Maya is also one of the multifarious energies of the Supreme Lord. However, it's very difficult to overcome because she's very strong. But the jivas, they are superior. We become subordinate with the material energy and became succumbed from her grips because of identifying again with the body. So again, to get out of this material platform, we have to change our consciousness. And very happy to have your association again. Seems to be all very serious. When I joined the Zoom conference there in Baltimore, or rather North Carolina, USA, you were all chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this must be your daily activities, chanting early in the morning, doing Tulsi Puja, and having Srimad Bhagavatam like this. So thank you again for inviting me. I have another class in 1 hour. So I will leave it up to here, and if you have any questions, I will try to answer them.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Dando Pranam Maharaj. My humble obeisances to you.
Where are you? I cannot see you.
I am right here, Maharaj. Right here in Canada, where I was when you were in Vancouver.
Raj?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hey, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I hope you are good. I try to follow you wherever you are in India, Vrindavan, Delhi. And now I am here with you.
All right.
Another very nice class, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Thank you. I loved how you pushed us again to Srila Prabhupada's teaching. You pushed us again to remember us to put our resources toward Krishna, but not to mundane things. And love your class, Maharaj, always. Dear devotees, as Maharaj has less time to, will please open the call for the questions. If somebody has any questions or any realization, please go ahead, dear devotees. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Krishna.
My humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for such a beautiful, beautiful class and for reminding us of so many important points of Krishna consciousness. Mm-hmm. I really loved how you said that an uncontrolled mind, with we cannot hear the Paramatma if we have uncontrolled senses or a disturbed mind. And I'm really grateful for you making that point. And I would also like to ask you, how would you recommend to us the best way to have our minds be controlled, to control our minds and senses?
Prabhupada says it is impossible to control the mind because the mind is always active. The only way you can control the mind is to always think of Krishna. That means not thinking of Krishna means uncontrolled. And thinking of Krishna means you focus on his teachings, on the service that you do, on reading, hearing, chanting. All of these things, it's like Prabhupada gave us like a whole package here. Morning program, sadhana, you know, worshipping Tulsi, chanting your rounds, going boga shopping for the Lord, you know, cooking for the Lord, doing accounts for the Lord. The whole day is surcharged with Krishna consciousness. And if really one wants to become Krishna conscious, it is easier than making plans to enjoy the material energy. To make plans how to enjoy and materially be happy, oh boy, you have to endeavor so much. And usually the plan doesn't take place. The plan collapses. You know, if you plan materially 100%, usually it's not possible. Billionaires, they're not satisfied. But spiritually, to become Krishna conscious, singular, you can offer Krishna a leaf, one tulsi, or a glass of water, or a fruit. It doesn't say, you know, like, you know, huge amount, but ingredient is love and devotion. So if you are sincere, if you really want to become Krishna conscious, Prabhupada says, if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards you. Now, if you want to turn your face away from Krishna, Prabhupada says, He will also give you all the facilities to forget him. So again, what is your priority? What is your choice? Krishna fulfills everyone's choice or everyone's desire. So if you're intelligent enough, I'm going to give you a special gift in Janmashtami coming. You should think of something that you want to fulfill, wish something, desire something which you want to fulfill, and ask Lord Krishna on his birthday. Meditate on that one now. Don't ask a king for a handful of ashes. So if we approach Krishna, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udharadhi tibrena bhakti yogena, that whether you have a desire or all many desires, sarva kama moksha, even for liberation, you should approach Krishna and perform bhakti. So a person who is very intelligent, he should ask for the highest. And you decide yourself, what is it that you want to desire?
If you want to think of Krishna 24 hours in a day, ask Krishna. He's the only one who can help. As param atma. Okay? Anything else?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Thank you for your answer. I appreciate it. It's very beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Hare, Hare. Anything else?
If any devotee has more questions, please go ahead.
Gaurangi Mataji.
No. Mataji, I don't see her, Mataji, on the call.
Yes, yeah, she's
there. Krishna, did I raise my hand?
No. You had a question last time, so that's why I'm asking.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know about it. It's okay. I don't know about question.
Any question from today's?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mataji.
Devotees, if nobody has no further questions, we can end the call. If you have questions, please raise hand or just unmute yourself, please.
Any comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful class, Maharaj. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class.
Thank you. Are we supposed to go now?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. All glories to you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Even though you had very busy schedule, you came and gave class to us. Very, very nice. Very beautiful class, Maharaj.
I was just asked last night.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj, for another beautiful class today. We love your association. Please come back to us all the time whenever you can. Take some time for us devotees from your busy schedule, Maharaj. Let us pray our obeisances to Maharaj. All the devotees. Mancha kalaptaru vashyacha kripasin vayacha Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. Bhakti Anugraha Janardhan Swami Maharaj ji ki.
Happy Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Vyasa Puja of Srila Prabhupada. So make it a very grand feast for him.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Heavy potluck. You know, potluck means?
Yes.
The best recipe for that special occasion and offer it to Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't have to be a huge quantity. Just to offer to Srila Prabhupada. It's like what we're doing here. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.